Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
You guys broke this important story last week. Tell us about what happened at St. Agnes.
Yeah. The hospital announced last week that it had experienced a cybersecurity breach. This is an email breach. It was associated with a sister hospital. So what happened is there's this hospital named St. Alphonsus. It's in the same health system as the St. Agnes. They're located in Idaho. They had an unauthorized person get into one of their company's emails, and they sent out a bunch of phishing attempts, to get login IDs, passwords. This all happened back in January. So St. Alphonsus does billing for St. Agnes. So this is how patients of St. Agnes kind of got roped into this situation. So they moved quickly to secure the email account, but what they found was that there were reports in an email account that had patient data, names, addresses, contact information, no like credit cards or anything, I believe. But this is a report that whoever got into that email account could have accessed. I don't think that there's been any sort of incidents where patients have had their any fraudulent activity. But they've been informed, and they've also been offered free credit monitoring. So, they'll keep an eye on that situation. interestingly enough, a similar incident happened with St. Alphonsus last year. This time it was with a third-party fundraising service provider. So, they've kind of had a history of breaches like this. So, unfortunate, and it happens quite frequently.
Talking to Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Now tell us about a water park that is thinking outside the slide.
So we're talking about the Island Water Park. Obviously last year they missed out on their entire season. They're trying to figure out a way to keep their managers on the payroll, and they figured something out. So starting next Sunday, Island is going to be hosting the Fresno Swap Meet at its parking lot right there off of Shaw 99. There's applications are currently available for vendors who want to go there and sell their stuff. Admission and parking can be free to the public to start. They really want to make it affordable for vendors. They currently have about 100 vendors. They want to debut with 200 to 300 and still have parking for 1,000 guests. So the debut will have some food trucks inside. Vendors won't be allowed to sell food that wasn't approved. And this takes place each Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. FresnoSwapMeet.com for more information. The companies are just not having a way to bring in revenue, so these guys are, just like you said, thinking outside the slide.
Yeah, good for them. I like it. We've had to be innovative, many businesses, to keep going and make a little money, and they're doing it. Hey, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal, excellent information this morning. You have a decent week, buddy.
Same to you.
And if you want more information on these stories, more in-depth coverage, all news that is business, pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online at thebusinessjournal.com.